You're listening to KNKX. The majority of teachers across the country are white, but the student population is much more diverse. A panel of local education experts will be on stage at Town Hall Seattle to talk about how that gap can impact everyone inside schools. Sharon Navas is taking part in that discussion. She's the executive director of the Equity in Education Coalition. Navas sat down with 88.5's Kristen Kendrick ahead of the event to explain why it's important to talk about a lack of teachers of color.
When did you found the Equity in Education Coalition and why?
The Equity in Education Coalition was founded on August 22nd of 2012. And it's a very specific date in my mind because it was the second meeting of about 15 people of color, leaders of color in Seattle that were sort of talking about the McCleary decision that had just come down from the state Supreme Court and this innate fear that a lot of us had that the state legislature to fund education was going to start defunding social services, food assistance, healthcare. And as a founder, I had just stopped working for another education advocacy organization. And I turned to my co-founder, Tony Lee, who was at the time working at Solid Ground. And I said, you know, there's no statewide education advocacy organization of color for people of color, staffed by people of color. And he turns to me and he says, so what are you doing next week?
I was wow.
Like, got it. Okay. We're funding an organization now. Okay, here we go.
The coalition isn't just focused on students, though. There's another issue in play, and that's the staff that teaches at these schools. And the majority of public school teachers in the country are white. So what is it like in a school for a new teacher who also happens to be a person of color? I mean, you're wearing many hats.
There's so much research that's now indicating that having a teacher of color is good for not just kids of color, but also white students. And at the end of the day, we want a really good educational system for each and every student in Washington State. To get more students of color really apt for learning, they have to have someone that looks like them and can understand some of the hurdles that they're going through. For us, it's not just getting more teachers of color in the school building, but it's retaining them so that they're there, you know, 10, 15, 20 years from now, and they can share their knowledge with kids.
Retention seems to be the key because there are so many challenges for new teachers of color because the students see them and identify with them
right.
And come to them with issues that aren't just school related, right?
Yeah. So a lot of our teachers, when we talk to them, they've described themselves as being the social worker, the guidance counselor, the uncle or aunt that cares, the one constant adult, because they're in front of kids 8 to 10 hours a day. So, you know, as a student of color, when you see that you've got a teacher of color, you're going to tell all your friends of color, right? And then suddenly you're the one person that gets it all. And not only that, you have the pressure of maintaining that relationship with your students, but then you have the pressure of maintaining a relationship with your staff and your administration. And it's a really hard place to be for our teachers.
What changes do you see need to be made at the school district level and even at the state level to really turn a corner?
We never really talk about race. And it's really hard to solve systems of racism when we don't talk about it. And there have been some really great examples of racial equity teams coming out from school buildings where they actually tackle some of these issues. One of the hurdles is, of course, that usually all the people of color get tasked to be on the racial equity teams. And then you're sort of talking to yourself about stuff that you know is happening. We have institutions that are inherently good for some people and inherently bad for others. And to fix education, we have to look at who's performing the worst and why institutionally, because it's not genetic. It's not that children of color are not achieving to their maximum because they're not learning. It's that the educational system is not teaching them to their fullest potential.
That was Equity in Education Coalition Executive Director Sharon Navas speaking with 88.5's Kristen Kendrick. Navas will be taking part in a panel discussion called Education So White at Town Hall Seattle Thursday night. Details about the event are at knkx.org.